KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The latest feature from the Iranian writer-director Asghar Farhadi is called The Salesman. The first time I met Farhadi was at the 2011 Telluride Film Festival. I was waiting online to see a German dance documentary, I think it was, and I struck up a conversation with the guy behind me. He said he'd made a film that would be showing that evening. Come see it if you can, he said. You might like it. The film was a separation, a brilliant dissection of family relationships in Iranian society. I liked it enough to call it the best film of that year, and Academy voters liked it enough to give it an Oscar. 2 years later, Farhadi made The Past, another exploration set in France of secrets withheld and disclosed. His new film, The Salesman, is of a piece with his best work. It's another instance of his gift for turning elusive motivations and the mysteries of personality into gripping drama. Again, the setting is contemporary Iran. A young middle-class couple, Emad and his wife Rana, are forced to evacuate their Tehran apartment when the building gives every sign of collapsing. Is this a metaphor for the city and the nation? Could be, but it's definitely a case of a building threatening to collapse. He's a high school teacher, and they're both avocational actors currently appearing in a local production of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. Emad is Willie Lohman, and Rana is Linda, Willie's wife. When another cast member points the couple toward an apartment that might suit them, Emad and Rana grab the place and move in, only to find that the woman who lived there before them remains a troubling presence. If this makes The Salesman sound like a ghost story, it isn't. And it is. That presence is confined for a while to tangible possessions that the woman is inconveniently left behind in a locked bedroom. But Emad and Rana are traumatized by a violent intrusion that's connected to the previous tenant's life, and they work through their shock and fear in very different ways. The Salesman turns into a mystery thriller as Emad becomes obsessed with finding the intruder. Yet the core of the film is the couple's emotional responses to the intrusion. The deepest mysteries have to do with who Emad and Rana reveal themselves to be, as opposed to who they thought they were. Such revelations are a hallmark of Farhadi films. His people can never be taken at face value. That applies equally to the salesman of the title, who isn't Willie or Emad, but an elderly, unnamed Iranian salesman with a bad heart, a tragic demeanor, and a secret that puts him at the center of the pounding, pitiless climax. Arthur Miller would have admired the film for its intensity, but especially for its moral depth. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.